Thank you very much for coming. I'd like to start with saying that the new president-elect of Iran, Mr. Ahmadinejad, cannot represent today's majority of Iran. His first round vote was about 5 million, which was less than 20% of the vote of the whole population who voted. And this simply is not much more than the traditional conservative votes in Iran, and they have still the same amount of vote and share of power that they used to have. So it's wrong to generalize and to conclude that because he's now the president-elect of Iran, Mr. Ahmadinejad or the Iranian people has changed their political taste and now are for a more conservative kind of political thinking. But the second round win of Mr. Ahmadinejad was simply because he was facing a very unpopular and untrusted political person, who was Mr. Rafsanjani. And I'm definitely sure that whoever was facing or who was there competing with Mr. Rafsanjani could have beaten him. That's how unpopular he is in Iran. So I'm trying to explain what happened that led to Ahmadinejad's win. There are simply three reasons, as I can describe them. I'd start with the socioeconomic gap, which exists in Iran and is partly the outcome of political and social and economic plans of Mr. Rafsanjani. So he was simply facing his own outcome, his own product of 8 years of economic process or the things that he did, basically. I'm not focusing on this. I'm focusing on two other things, or mainly one of them. The other reason was a voting machine that the supreme leader of Iran, Mr. Khamenei, Ayatollah Khamenei, has, and he has used them for the past elections. And this voting machine is basically like 1 million robots or something like that, that they produce 1 million votes every time for any election for the conservative candidate that the supreme leader suggests. So in any elections, they're always ahead with about 1 million votes. And this is very significant to be able to understand what's going on in Iran. But the third reason that I think Ahmadinejad won was the most important thing, the most important political and social problem now in Iran, which is the apathy and apolitical feelings, especially among the young people who are now under 30 years of age. And you know that it makes up about 60% to 70% of the whole population of Iran. The apathy was the main reason that Ahmadinejad won this election, because they had the same vote that they used to have. So what happened is that the people who were potentially voting for the other guy or for the opposite political agenda didn't show up at polling stations and made Ahmadinejad simply win the election. For this apathy, I think there are two reasons for this apathy. Well, let me talk about it first. The LA-based, the Los Angeles-based satellite TV channels have created an atmosphere of apathy among the middle-class Iranians and lower-class Iranians. You may wonder that there are many people in lower-class households who have not satellite TVs, but this is not true. Satellite TVs are so cheap now in Tehran, because many of the parts are produced in Iran, that even lower class and people in rural areas have access to them, and they are quite significant in the amount of influence that they've had on the whole atmosphere of political thinking in Iran. Everybody's breathing in the air of these LA-based satellite TVs, even the intellectuals. And you could easily see it in the last presidential election in the U.S., where the most pro-Bush people in the Middle East, and I partly blame the satellite TV channels, the LA-based satellite TV channels, for that, because they were producing this kind of image, positive image of President Bush that was quite attractive to Iranian people. So that was one of the signs that how effective they are. And I know some intellectuals, some young journalists in Iranian newspapers, for example, that were pro-Bush because they didn't know what Patriot Act is, what Guantanamo Bay is, and all that kind of thing that the Bush administration has done inside America. But they only see the things that is said in Persian and translated in Persian. So we have to counter that. And I think that the EU has definitely do something about it. This apathy among the middle-class Iranians has produced a kind of backlash or kind of this Ahmadinejad is the outcome of that apathy. And if the EU wants a more democratic Iran, they have to counter this atmosphere of apathy that these LA-based satellite TV channels are producing and everybody's breathing in them. The other thing that was quite the opposite of these LA-based satellite TV channels, and I think it was very effective, especially for the former campaign and the former candidate in the last election, was the internet. Internet was doing exactly the opposite thing that these satellite TV channels were doing. As shallow and unintellectual discussion as they were trying to produce, these internet websites and especially blogs were producing a very interactive and intellectual kind of debate about whether to vote or not to vote. And as you might probably know, at the end of the day, many people who were saying that we're not going to vote ended up voting and then ended up saying and encouraging other people in their web blogs and in internet websites to vote, that we have to vote. So there are some specific issues about each of these things, especially for the internet. There's filtering and censorship, which is really damaging and harming the ability of this great, great medium to reach more people. And the issue of access, which is also important because the Iranian ISPs, internet service providers, are the middle thing between the internet and the Iranian people. And because they are under control of the government, they can easily filter or censor. And there are many, many ways that the Europeans can help the bypass this kind of access problem or barrier. And I think it can be very effective in that regard. There's only one other thing about the sociopolitical organizations that I think would contribute to or would counter Supreme Leader's voting machine. Basically, we have to build another voting machine for ourselves if we want to reach a more democratic kind of elections or more democratic system. And this socio-political organizations or simply NGOs, which I think the Democracy and Human Rights Front, which the reformist campaign started talking about, it was could be a good beginning of such things, needs education and software, basically. Education in terms of practical kind of guidelines on how you can start an NGO, how you can run it, and how you can promote it, and things like that. And the software part of it, because the technique of doing this, of making an NGO, is difficult because of the communication problem, because of the organization problem, the limitations that the government sets for these people who want to make these NGOs. They have no choice other than using technologies like internet, the way that the Howard Dean campaign did it in the US, and they mobilized and organized all by internet, and then they started using that. I think we need to work on that as well. So basically there are many details about how internet and a progressive TV radio station can help end this or contribute to decrease in this apathy, which I think is the main reason that we are now facing a hardline, or even I can say a fundamentalist regime in power in Iran. Thank you.